Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, let's do speed jokes. It's time for the best of on Fridays. We pick what are some of our favorite jokes. Let's see who has the joke of the week. This is joke of the week number one. Congratulations to me. I just made my last mortgage payment. I still owe $262,000, but I'm not going to pay them anymore. So technically, that would be my last mortgage payment. Here's joke of the week number two. Dave, I recently took out a loan to start a trampoline company in Prague.
How'd that go?
My first check bounced. Right? Right? Kind of loving that one. Number three, I accidentally wore a red shirt to Target yesterday, and long story short, I'm covering for Debbie next Saturday. I'm laughing at me. This is joke of the week number four. What do you get if you cross a chicken with a fox? A fox? I think we did that one before. Normally, Steve, I have you say something like, and now an oldie but goodie.
Mm.
Sponsored by your name here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we need to do that, or maybe we don't. Joke of the week number five. This morning I saw a one-legged man at an ATM checking his balance. Here's joke of the week. Number six.
Dr. Watson, there's been a lot of break-ins lately. Any ideas what we should do?
Sure, Sherlock Holmes. Yes, no. Here's joke of the week number seven.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a police detective and John Williams will star as a suspect he's interrogating.
I'm not saying a single word without my lawyer present.
You are the lawyer.
And you still haven't given me my lawyer present. Number eight. A bear attacked me over the weekend and instead of playing dead, I accidentally played dad. Now it can ride a bike without training wheels. Here is joke of the week number nine. The vet told us our cat Chester has been pronounced dead. And I said, you're telling me I've been saying it wrong the whole time? Joke of the week number 10. Burglars are getting very clever these days. Last night, my wife woke me up, said, honey, there's a burglar downstairs. I went downstairs, checked every room, didn't see anything. Then I realized I don't have a wife, went back upstairs, the TV was gone. Number 11.
What do we want?
Low-flying airplane noises.
When do we want them?
Not until we replayed that did I realize what a good job I did on the airplane noises.
Oh, man. Killed it.
Number 12, my sexy neighbor told me her underwear keeps going missing from her clothesline, and she's going to tell the police I almost pooped her pants. Sorry. Here's joke of the week. Don't worry, we only have three more. Here's joke of the week number 12. I work at an Indian restaurant now, Dave, and their flatbread is so good I had to sign a document swearing to never reveal the recipe.
Well, I've never heard of such a thing.
They said it was a typical non-disclosure agreement. I've been looking at that one for weeks, finally decided to roll it out there. It wasn't too bad. All right, second to last joke is this one.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a slice of cake. John Williams will star as another slice of cake. As the two circle each other in a schoolyard, Dave's slice has antagonized John's, and now John Williams will deliver his response to the bully cake that is Dave Ennett.
You want a piece of this?
What? How did that even make Friday?
How did that make any day? Is that what you're saying? Let alone
kinda?
Friday? That may be the joke of the month. Because that joke doesn't even need the punchline. Steve Alexander's send-up, I think, is, and by the way, Dave, remarkable job as silent piece
of agonized over that role.
Here's our final joke of the week. Why did the monster go inside the bar for the booze? What health insurance do Halloween creatures have? Metascare. Why do demons and ghouls hang out together? Because demons are a ghoul's best. All right, here we go.